Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
velvet liner.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Gord Bamford sings and writes country music in a way that leaves no debate that it's country. His 2004 CD, Life is Good, gave us six top 20 singles, including the title track and the ballad All About Her. His latest CD, Honky Tonks and Heartaches, has repeated that same success, six high-charting radio singles. He keeps good company, too. Gord has opened shows for Tim McGraw, Brooks and Dunn, and George Strait. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show, on the line from Alberta, Gord Bamford. Hey there, Gord.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Excellent, thanks.
That's good to hear. Now, we're going to get into all about the CD, Gord. I wanted to start off, I know that before you made a decision to give music your full focus, you were actually thinking about a career in baseball.
Yeah, you know, I played a lot of sports growing up and was very involved in athletics. And you know, as every young kid in Alberta, most kids, they dream of either being a hockey player or a baseball player. And I played a lot of both, but baseball was one that I really excelled at and played at some pretty good levels of ball. I actually played in Australia for a while, and I was a pitcher, so I ended up blowing my arm out, and obviously chose a different career. But yeah, I mean, I still am very active in sports today as well.
And you were mentioning Australia, and of course, you were born in Australia and moved to Alberta at a young age. Do you ever get back there just to visit or to see it again?
No, I haven't been back since out of high school when I was playing ball down there, and my dad still lives there, and I have a couple half-brothers and a half-sister there as well. But, you know, my mom is originally from Alberta, and she's Canadian. My mom and dad split up when I was about 5 years old, and I've been in Canada ever since.
Been there ever since. So getting onto the music, Gord, who are some of your early influences and favorite singers growing up that kind of led you in the direction of country music?
Well, I was a really big Bryan Adams fan when I first, you know, started listening to music. I was kind of into Michael Bolton was one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, I loved him too.
As I got into country, you know, I guess it was the Garth Brooks era that really turned me on to country when he was really big, and then I started listening to more of that older Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash sort of stuff that really tweaked my interest. And I guess today, you know, I'd probably have in my stereo, you know, George Strait, Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, Merle Haggard, that sort of stuff.
All the great classics of the new singers with that same style. And it seems that that's a style that kind of separates you because, of course, there are a lot of people in country music that are straightforward country, but there's sort of a lot of pop influences. But your material seems to sort of keep in line with that traditional sound. Is that sort of a conscious choice you made?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's been said many times country music anymore isn't country music, which is sad. And yeah, I mean, I just try to I try to pick something that I feel I'm really good at and stick with it. I'm not really a big trend follower, although I mean the pop country that's out there is good, but it's not something I'd stick in my stereo. But I mean, for me, we're just having real good success sticking to our grassroots of what we do the best. And it is kind of a rarity right now that country sound and country music, which is an odd thing to say, but you're right.
Yes, it is. It's an odd thing, and I guess it's been going on through the years, the pop and country kind of, not necessarily a battle, but just the different influences. Now, I found this interesting, sort of when you were a young boy, Gord, you actually got on the stage with Rod Stewart and sang Rockabilly Rebel. Now, can you remember that experience?
No, that's the story, and I can't remember any of it, but my mom told me the story a few times. Whether she's just telling the story or not, I doubt that, but... Yeah, I mean, that was in Australia when that happened, so it was...
Okay.
I don't remember any of it, but I guess...
So you were just a real young boy.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Now, your first CD was God's Green Earth, and Byron Hill was the writer of the title track. Of course, he's a huge writer in Nashville with a lot of big hits. And after you had recorded it, you sent it to him because he was the writer, just sort of to see what his thoughts on it were. And I guess that started quite a great relationship with him to this day.
Absolutely. I mean, not just a great relationship, but a tremendous friendship and mentorship for me. It's, you know, I just sent that song to him just out of respect for him as the writer. And, you know, people always say, you know, right place, right time, or, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yep.
And that was definitely the case for me on that. I ended up flying to Nashville and hooking up with Byron. And at the time, he was writing for Universal, I believe. And, you know, he'd been behind he discovered the careers of Gary Allen and Kathy Mattea, and
wow,
basically brought them to where they're at today. And you know, we just hit it off, and we just started writing songs together. And, you know, long story made short, this is our third project together, and we actually own a publishing company in Nashville that he's signed to and runs for us down there. So it's been a great discovery for both of us and a great friendship.
Is there any part of the songwriting process when you're with Byron or other writers, or even just on your own, any part of the process that you find harder than another?
Well, I mean, songwriting is it's a gift, but it's also a craft. And I mean, there's a lot to learn about songwriting. And, you know, that's the thing with me getting involved with Byron and him bringing in some of his songwriting friends. I mean, these are world-class songwriters that are basically, you know, I've been apprenticing on it for the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier when you're sitting in a room with those guys, but at
right.
the same time, you got to be on your toes, and you got to bring ideas, and you got to be able to contribute.
Yeah, because I guess it would be maybe uncomfortable if you're in one of those sessions and you sort of weren't pulling your weight, because they're so good at it, they can probably just keep going and going. So I guess you've got to really go full force as well.
Well, to a point. I mean, everybody gets stumped on things. I mean, and even if you're a starting songwriter or you're a seasoned songwriter, I mean, as long as you have the concept of what songwriting should look like, and you have, you know, good ideas that you can bring to the table, you know, whether it's guitar, musically driven ideas, or whether it's titles. I mean, you know, sometimes you do sit there and nothing comes out of you, and all of a sudden you got a song. But I mean, at the end of the day, you're the artist, and you're in that room that they're trying to write songs for. So I mean, if you're not there, then they don't have that opportunity to write.
Exactly, and you want to make sure your voice, your thought process gets into it, because it's a song ultimately that you're going to be performing, so it's got to be true to you.
Absolutely.
Now, Gord, do you remember back to writing your first song? Was it something you did early on, or did it come a bit later on in your career?
You know, it came a bit later on. I dabble with writing songs. I found it quite hard, you know, and as you know, and that's a good indication of the first album, where I don't think, I think maybe I had one song on that, or two songs on that record that I wrote. And you know, as time went on, and as you know, you got involved with people that could really teach you the right craft of that that skill. I mean, and through relationships and business development, I mean, it just became a part of what I did, and I became, you know, quite developed and versatile in that craft. And you know, I think it's really reflected through my music to people today, with me being able to write my own stuff and being able to cater to what I'm thinking and the way I live my life, basically.
And can you think of anything specifically with the songwriting from that very first song to today? Is there sort of any one main thing that you learned, or that is sort of a secret you picked up on that kind of cuts through and gets to a good song?
Yeah, I mean, it all starts and ends with the song. And if you don't have a great song, you're going to have a very short career. So you have to make sure that, you know, right off the top, that song, whether it's a guitar hook or whether it's a lyric hook, it has to catch some, you know, if you can't get somebody hooked in the first 10 to 20 seconds of your song, then you're going to have trouble. So for me, I've just tried to write songs that everybody can relate to. I've really had a lot of success with anthem type songs.
Yep.
And real feel good life is good type things. So
yeah, life is good. That I'm sure at concerts that must be something that obviously on the song there's the chorus with everyone singing along. It must get the crowd going.
For sure. Yeah. I mean that song's been around for a long time, and it makes people feel good. And I mean there's all sorts of songs that, I mean, that for me, that Dave, that's exactly what has been the success for me, is people can relate to the songs. They can, you know, whether it's a went for one, stayed till two, or whether it's
exactly.
You know, it's you know, the Drinking Buddy was a big hit.
That's a cool song.
And then like you know, Little Guy, which was a song that I call it a selfish song because I wrote that song specifically for me. I wrote that song 4 hours after my son was born, and I didn't have any idea the impact it was going to have across the whole country on people. But at the end of the day, when you turn around and think about that, you understand why it did, because it's about kids and babies, and I mean, mm-hmm. it really hits home to most people, you know.
For sure, Gorda. And speaking of that, that's a good lead into the song. We'll share with our listeners now, and then we'll get back talking more. This is from Gord's CD, Honky Tonks and Heartaches. This is Little Guy here on In the Country.
You came into this world in the blink of an eye. Oh man, how time really flies. You made me smile, and as a tear fell from my eye, you lit that room up, little guy. It was the best day of my life. Now I'll laugh with you, cry with you, let my love surround you, and I'll dance with you, pray for you, and wrap my arms around you when you cry, little guy. I'm gonna be the best dad that I can. I'll take you by those little hands. And when you stumble, well, I'll pick you right up. I'll be your number one fan. And watch you grow into a man.
Country artist Gord Bamford from his CD, Honky Tonks and Heartaches. That song is called Little Guy, and you can buy that on iTunes, of course, at your local retail stores, and you can find out more about Gord at gordbamford.com. Great song, Gord. So you were saying quite a bit of response from listeners to that song.
Yeah, it's been tremendous. I mean, the emails that we got from that song were like no other. I mean, it was, you know, you got some really good emails where it was, you know, happy sort of thing, but and you got some really sad ones. I mean, I just had an email the other day on that song, matter of fact, is we're playing a festival this year out in Dauphin, and there was a car accident, and these people's son were killed, and that was the first song they played as they came into the funeral, which, you know, so they want us to play. They're going to be at Dauphin, and they want us to recognize that song for that
wow.
for that gentleman. So I mean, stuff like that it really hits home to you and makes you feel like you know that's the reason I write songs, and that's the reason what I do, because it's definitely made an impact on people's lives.
Yeah, it must be great to know something that you've written has become sort of therapeutic and healing for others as they listen.
For sure. I mean, a lot of people use it at weddings for their first dance, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, but, yeah, so it's really hit home to people. And, you know, it's again, it was just a song I wrote. At the time, that's what I was feeling, you know. It was my first child I'd had. He was not only my first child, but I got a little boy. I mean, that's every dad's dream is to make sure he has a little boy, you know. So now I got two little girls, so it couldn't be better.
Got a house full.
Yeah.
More songs, I'm sure, will be inspired
there
by.
There is one on the new album called My Daughter's Father that's about the girls. So it's, for sure.
Excellent. One of my favorite songs of yours, I mean, there's a bunch to choose from, but one that stands out is All About Her from your Life is Good CD.
Yeah.
That's an awesome song. I've heard a lot of people mention how much that kind of touches them, I guess.
Yeah, that was a song that I wrote with another Canadian by the name of Steve Fox. And,
yeah,
that was an idea that we had run one day. And,
really
cool kind of country song.
It is.
You know, everything melody-wise and lyric-wise is pretty cool with that song. I think if we were to release that song today with the way my career has been able to take off, it would have a much bigger impact on radio. But, it did quite well, but not what... I don't think the song got the justice it deserved, that's for sure.
Yeah, that definitely should be at the top of the charts. I love the reference in it. You've got Kitty Wells and Loretta Lynn and then present-day Tim McGraw and George Strait.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, we kind of got something on this new album. It's called Hank Williams Lonesome. That's real country.
Oh, right.
Well, and it's a spin on all the Hank Williams songs. So every lyric in the song is a Hank Williams song. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool. I'm a big, fan of Hank and a knower of him through my dad because he's a big Hank Williams fan. So that song I know is going to touch a lot of country fans.
Yeah, it's been some people like the new album's just got finished. It's not out here till April, but people that I've let listen to it, that seems to be one of their favorites. So it may be a single.
Oh, cool. We'll look forward to that. Now, this, what's the feeling like with Life is Good, six top 20 singles and then six big singles from Honky Tonks and Heartaches? That's not a common thing. Usually you get three to maybe three or four.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, every time I sit down and pick songs for the album, which we're pretty fortunate because we cut about 17 to 18 tracks every time we sit down and do a new record, and then we'll put 12 or 13 on the album. And
right.
I'm just a big advocate of making sure that every song that's on the record is a potential single. So I guess I'm not a fan of album fillers type songs, and I just think that I want to make sure when I put an album out there that I wouldn't have any issue putting any one of those songs on the radio and having a top 20 with them. So that's been for us it's been good because we've had a lot of people comment, you know, I can listen to that record front to back, and there's not a song in there I don't like, and that means that people are getting value for what they're buying as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. I think people in the long run notice that and notice that they're getting good quality out of an album as opposed to filler, like you said. So, do you remember, Gord, the first time you heard yourself on the radio, what that was like?
Yeah, it was a little pretty surreal. I mean, it's funny to go back and hear that today and then listen to what you sound like today. You really see how you change as an artist, as a writer, and everything. So, yeah, I remember what it was like. It was a pretty cool feeling, and it was almost definitely wasn't like I've made it feeling, but it was cool to hear it.
Pretty cool, and you've been recognized by several organizations, the CCMAs for Top New Talent in 2008, Juno nomination in 2008 as well for Country Recording of the Year, and then SOCAN honored you with a special songwriting award this past year, 2009. Must be great to get the awards on top of just fan appreciation as well.
Yeah, it's just an extra feather in the cap, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't base my career around awards. I'm just not a big fan of them. I think they're really politically driven, and I think a lot of people get missed out on them that should be there. And, you know, I try to base my success around, you know, fans and you know, touring and that sort of thing. So it is great to be nominated. I mean, we've been around for a while. Our You know, the thing with us is we're unique because, you know, we're 100% independent with our companies. And it took a long time for the big machine corporate people to buy into what we're doing because we just didn't want to give it away. And we just kind of let the music talk for itself and portraying ourselves as good human beings and people that other people want to do business with. And it's really paid off. And this is it's definitely our breakthrough time, I think, right now. We're really excited for the new project, and this Honky Tonks and Heartaches has been a really great thing for us as well. So
that's awesome. Awesome to hear that everything's come together like that with the right approach that you take. I want to talk a bit more about the new CD in a few moments, any hints you might have on it. But I want to share the latest single, which I'm hearing a lot on the radio, called Hurting Me Back, another just great country song from Gord. So maybe tell us a bit about it, and we'll share it with our listeners, Gord.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorite songs on the record. I wrote the song with Gil Grand, another great Canadian who I have a lot of respect for and really love his music. And actually, Gil was also a collaborator with Byron Hill when he went into Nashville at one point. But it was a song that I was scared to put it out on radio, to be honest with you, because I thought it was too country, which is a silly thing to say. But it was the last single, obviously, off this album, and it's basically went top 10 for us. So, you know, it's a sixth single that's done very well. And I'm really happy that it has, because I thought it was a great song from the get-go, and I'm glad people are liking it.
Yeah, it's a cool tune. We'll share it now. This is Gord Bamford from his CD Honky Tonks and Heartaches. This is Hurting Me Back on In the Country.
Conversation, we just about worn it out, and I keep trying to change the subject, but you won't let it down. And this broken stretch of highway we've been driving on won't be getting any better. No, we can't smooth things out. Get done hurting me back. Maybe we can move on if we leave things where they're at, and we can't keep going on like this no more. And that's the cold hard fact. Till you get done. Can't be undone. Lord knows I tried my best. And it all comes back with every glass of that deep red Merlot wine, and makes you feel a whole lot better. I just a little at a time. Till you get done hurting me back. Done hurting me back.
And that is Gord Bamford, another great song from his Honky Tonks and Heartache CD. That is Hurtin' Me Back, the brand new single, which you'll be hearing on your radio stations now. And of course, be sure to call in and request that and get it played a bit more. Now, Gord, brand new CD, I understand, as you were mentioning, is just about done and going to be out a bit later this year. Anything you can tell us about it? Has the title been chosen yet?
Yeah, we actually we shoot the video next week on that, and then it's actually the title track of the album. The CD is called Day Job.
Cool.
And it's done, and it's ready to be, it'll be at retail April 6th. So we're, the single and the video will be out here February 8th, so it's not very far away.
And I guess we can expect, you were talking about the Hank Williams song, I guess we can expect kind of the stuff we've come to expect, just great country tunes. Anything different on there or any highlights for you?
Yeah, we, you know, with the success we had on the Honky Tonks and Heartaches, you know, we always want to, you know, always try and, you know, do yourself better every time you go out and cut records. And, you know, we knew we had a tough task ahead of us, and we think we've really accomplished it. We got 13, you know, great songs that, again, we think every one could be a single. And it's just vintage Gord Bamford stuff, you know, real life stories and, you know, anthem songs and you know, melodically very hooky. So it's a lot along the lines of the Honky Tonks and Heartaches album, but we feel just a little bit better than that.
Great. We'll look forward to that coming out in the next few months, Day Job from Gord Bamford. I've just got about a minute or so to go here. I wanted to ask you, Gord, in your catalog of songs, is there any one of them that you've got that you think might be perfect for another artist that you're thinking of pitching to?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few, and actually you know, with our publishing company in the States, there's a lot of pitches going out there, and we've had a lot of cool calls, but I am starting to pitch stuff to Canadian artists as well, and there's quite a few. I think there's over 350 songs in our catalog down in the States, and then I've we're starting to pitch them here as well. So,
good stuff. Well, Gord, it's been a real pleasure talking with you and learning a bit more about your career and sharing your music, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Awesome. Look forward to speaking again, and all the best with the new CD. My guest today has been country artist Gord Bamford. I'm Dave Woods. That wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.